The story of teenage boys confronting a Native American in Washington, D.C. has taken on a life of its own. At first, the short video of a teenage boy seeming to taunt the Native American, almost 50 years his senior, was burning up the internet. Calls to expel the student and his classmates for their behavior were everywhere. But relatively soon, additional video was found that seemed to shift how people understood that brief encounter. It is clear that the snippets of video did not paint a full or clear picture of what happened. But frankly, for me, I'm more interested in that moment when a teenage boy stood directly in front of the Native American man who had served in Vietnam. The young boy from Covington Catholic High School, only miles from where I live, had come to D.C. on a school-sponsored outing. He and the other students went to D.C. to participate in the annual March for Life, the yearly protest against safe and legal abortion. Given that the student was at this protest and was wearing a red Make America Great Again baseball cap, I have to wonder, does this young man believe that America was greater when women were denied the right to control their own bodies? Does he believe America was better when a woman could not make personal and private medical decisions regarding her health if she was pregnant without the state dictating what was and was not acceptable? Does this student believe America was better when women were denied certain forms of birth control because some folks claim they caused abortion? Did this student think America was better when a woman who became pregnant as a result of rape or incest could not terminate her pregnancy? I wonder, how much did that young man or the other young men with him know about what life was like for women prior to having the right to control their own bodies? And there he was, standing in front of a Native American, wearing a hat that said, "Make America Great Again." I had to wonder, what was that gentleman thinking? He had come to D.C. to participate in a march for indigenous people. Seeing that hat, did he think that America was great prior to the arrival of Europeans? When Native Americans lived on their own land as they deemed appropriate? A time before Europeans took the land from those who lived here first? A time before treaties that had been made with tribal nations were broken? A time before Native Americans were forced from their land to live in reservations? With all the other issues aside about how that moment came to be, it strikes me that this young man lacked a level of self-awareness as to what the message of his hat conveyed, particularly when he was standing in front of a Native American elder. But more, it begs the question, when is America at its greatest? Certainly it wasn't at that moment when that video was captured. And given our current political climate, it will elude us for some time to come. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.